My Life Today, June 17, Faithful in the Little Things of Life, Roads to Happiness That Are Never Closed. Take us the little foxes that spoil the vines. In many ways, life's happiness is bound up with the faithfulness of common duties. It is the neglect of the littles, the trifles, that poisons life's happiness. A faithful performance of the littles composes the sum of happiness to be realized in this life. He that is faithful in little is faithful also in much. He that is unfaithful or unjust in small matters will be in greater matters. Until you can cheerfully and happily take up these duties, you are not fitted for greater and higher duties. The humble tasks before us are to be taken up by someone, and those who do them should feel that they are doing a necessary and honorable work, and that in their mission, humble though it may be, they are doing the work of God just as surely as was Gabriel when sent to the prophets. It is the little things of life that develop the spirit in men and women and determine the character. In words, in tones, in gestures, in looks, you can represent the spirit of Jesus. He who neglects these little things and yet flatters himself that he is ready to do wonderful things for the Master will be in danger of failing altogether. Life is not made up of great sacrifices and wonderful achievements, but of little things. Examine under the microscope the smallest and commonest of wayside blossoms, and note in all its parts the exquisite beauty and completeness. So in the humblest lot, true excellence may be found. The commonest tasks, wrought with loving faithfulness, are beautiful in God's sight. The little attentions, the small acts of love and self-sacrifice that flow out from the life as quietly as the fragrance from a flower. These constitute no small share of the blessings and happiness of life.